balls to play most sports, except for hockey. It takes pucks.
Shoot, he scores!
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in on a Friday. We talked a little bit about Troy Aikman and him going to ESPN. In fact, he said that Fox never even made him a deal. And then I told you, look, yesterday and last week, I said, look out for Joe Buck to maybe get out of that last year of his deal at Fox. Apparently, that has happened.
I guess it's amicable because he had 1 year and $11 million remaining on his contract, and Fox, according to the New York Post, letting him out early as a good gesture for his years of service to the company. Expected to sign a five-year deal with ESPN worth between $60 and $75
mil. Good God.
And he will be teamed with Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football. He's expected to also work with ESPN Plus on projects. I'm sure he's going to be involved in ESPN baseball, I would think, at some point.
Yeah.
He loves his baseball.
Yeah. Loves baseball.
Yep.
That's how he came up, right? Baseball?
Yeah. Yeah. Jack Buck was famous.
Yeah. I know. I grew up around it.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Is that good?
Good for him.
Does that finally solve the ESPN problem of rotating announcers because they aren't quite happy with their Monday Night Football crew?
Yeah, we've got that figured out now.
And they're also spending money on the Manning cast to compete with it. That's mm-hmm. a little weird.
Shouldn't do anymore.
Thought they just re-up for two more years.
Oh, I know.
10 games a year.
They're making money off both, right? As long as they're doing that.
Yeah.
But I hear you because it's like, oh, you're taking ratings from
Robin Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, but maybe they don't. They're both Disney, so what do they care?
And so, and again, Al Michaels, he's looks like he's gone to Amazon. So Sunday Night Football will be Tirico and who Drew Brees?
Collinsworth hasn't gone anywhere to my.
Yeah.
Not that I've
maybe
seen.
Maybe they'll kick little Collinsworth off the sideline.
Doubtful.
And I like Collinsworth as a. I know some people don't. But.
Sean Payton.
No, Sean Payton ended up picking up one of these Fox spots that are open now.
Well, and they got the Super Bowl this year.
So whoever you hire and you put in that number one show.
They're a Super Bowl.
You're getting two of the next three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
It's not like Sean Payton. They're going to want him to come in there, sit in that seat, do a Super Bowl in his rookie season, and then quit and do it all over again before they're going to want somebody that's going to want to commit to a few years.
And Troy Aikman is going to, again, 5 year, $92.5 million. That's $18.5 million a year.
I mean, do you? Go hard for Tom Brady.
I don't think he wants.
I don't think he does.
Not
either,
now.
But
not
I'm
now.
Trying to think, who can you get that?
And I think they would have gone hard after Peyton as well until he signed this. But Peyton doesn't want to do it every week. That's
Peyton
why he's
doesn't
doing
want
this
to
thing
do it every
his
week.
Brother, that's he's the, having, he's having fun.
The up and coming guy I would really go after is Olsen. I think he does a great job.
Well, he's on Fox.
I know, but I'm saying
is he $15 million a year? Put him in the number one chair guy?
Do you need to put him in $15 million?
Well, Fox clearly is not paying the 15 to 18. They're not doing it. That's why they didn't even make Aikman an offer.
No, not only that, they let him
out.
They let him out early.
What are you doing?
Well, they didn't let Aikman out early. They let
not Aikman. They let Joe Buck out early. Yeah,
they don't want to pay it. They want $5 million guys. They don't want $18
million
guys.
Well, I'm sure his agent said, I wonder what would have happened. He probably knew that Joe. I wonder what would have happened, though. Did Fox have a right to match that? And they said no, obviously. But I'm wondering if they had a. He said they didn't even talk to him.
Aikman said the first time he heard from Fox was to congratulate him on his mm-hmm. deal at ESPN.
Which is really surprising that he wouldn't give them a chance to match. But maybe he knew Joe was going to leave anyway and go, it's a crazy business. We know how this goes. It's just.
Yeah.
Truth is probably somewhere in between.
He said he was a little dumbfounded. Fox didn't even make an offer after all those years of investing in Buck and Aikman.
I wonder if CBS approached him at all.
Oh, heads up. 7 minutes and 15 seconds past the hour. Good catch, Chris. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com. Indiana beat Illinois today 65-63. Woo! They will face the winner of the Iowa-Rutgers game in the semifinals tomorrow. Right now, Iowa is up 12 on Rutgers with just under 4 minutes to go there. Auburn knocked out of the SEC tournament to Texas A&M tonight on ESPN Southwest Florida. We got Big East basketball, a doubleheader with the semifinals. Starts at 6:15, Creighton against Providence. It's followed up with UConn against Nova.
It'd be great. Scores real quick. St. Louis leading St. Bonaventure 49-42. Arkansas all over LSU 42-27. That's with about 15 minutes to go there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What's my Bonnie? What's the Bonnie score?
I just said 49-42, St. Louis. 8:50 to go.
Got a future on the Bonnies to win the A-10.
Tulane 15-12 on Temple.
Plus 500.
How long ago did you put that in?
Monday.
Oh.
Iowa hit it. That was a
Davidson leads beat Fordham 74-50. Watch out for Davidson, 26-5.
Yeah. Steph Curry's alma mater.
Again, Louisiana Tech over North Texas today in the really horrific on both sides. 42-36 final. Both teams, Louisiana Tech 24-9, North Texas 24-6. At halftime, Tech was up 21-13, and then North Texas really got it going in the second half and outscored them by 23-21. So both teams sucked.
It's an entertaining football score.
Yeah.
42-36.
Absolutely.
Sign me up.
Houston came back and beat Cincinnati by 13. They were down by close to that double digits in the first half.
But. Browns fan in Estero, Craig started to sound like Han talking about the Knicks all day with my Hoosiers. How dare you?
That's at the top of the hour.
It is my alma mater.
Well, it's part of the Big Ten discussion.
Yes. It's big, probably the biggest news in the Big Ten today. Number one seed goes down.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Yeah. Got to talk about it. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just doing my job.
I'm not going to rain on your parade. It was a great win.
Feels like clouds are coming in. What are you going to say?
But they weren't a real number one seed.
They were co-Big Ten champions.
Exactly.
They were Wisconsin should have got it?
Because they beat Wisconsin.
Right. They were tied for second. Nobody won the Big Ten regular season.
But I don't know if that's
they were tied for second.
Okay, fine.
I got to see. Is Davis playing tonight for the Badgers?
Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny.
I'm going to assume he is. Hang on. I'm going to look. Oh, man. That
changes
everything.
They got Michigan State at 6:30.
Yep.
That's right, Weed. How about this?
Michigan State still playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Johnny Davis, he hopes to shake off the ankle injury. So I guess he's going to give it a go.
All right. Go Bucky Badger.
Hurt his ankle and got smacked his head, too.
I'm rooting for Wisconsin.
Oh, I am.
I might adopt them as my pseudo
Pete
team.
Has well, to I, because I, he's got them well, sticky padded for Final Four action. Yeah,
that's okay.
That's fine.
We don't see them win.
It'd be tough if they're in the same bracket as Providence. That would be tough.
That'd be a tough one.
But
yeah. Well, if they both keep winning, I don't think they'll both.
Who knows?
You never know, Chris.
Who knows? I would have to play, maybe.
Well, I always know.
Nobody knows. This is as wide open. Every year, there's always one person that gets on the big ESPN bracket, you know, millions of people. Somebody, there's always someone inevitably who amazingly gets a perfect bracket, not all the way through, but all the way down to somewhere even to the Final Four, which is just amazing. This is going to be one of the – I don't care who anybody picks in the brackets this year. I find it – if you get it all right, if you just get the Final Four in, that is an amazing story. Because I think it's wide open. And I know we seem to say this every year, but don't you think, guys, this year, I think it is absolutely wide open for a bunch of teams.
Oh, I didn't think it was wide open at all last year. Baylor and Gonzaga were clearly the two best teams in the country last year.
What about this year?
This year, much more wide open.
But then UCLA came along and then...
No.
No, I know.
They were fine. They were fine.
Yeah.
They were surprised. I thought last year it was Baylor Gonzaga.
Nailed it.
They were clearly the best two teams last year.
And Baylor, everybody's crapping on them for the final. Baylor won the title.
Country Sucks, did you say Aikman is going to make more money than Joe Buck? That seems odd since Aikman only ruins football games while Joe Buck ruins football and baseball games. Sleepless in Seattle, when are you guys announcing the texter bracket? That will be Monday. About 2 o'clock.
Yep, Craig will not be here.
And Sparty Scott says, nice W for your Hoosiers, Craig. Thank you. I appreciate the big time.
Oh, I got my prize today for the bracket challenge.
Oh, for our
bracket challenge, yeah, not the texter, but the actual.
Yeah,
yeah, we got I got a nice Yeti prize pack.
Oh,
koozie, a nice 32 ounce Rambler, nice soft shell cooler to go with it.
Oh, that solid, sounds expensive.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a nice
it's
prize
a solid
package.
Prize pack.
Very good.
Yeah, definitely solid prize
pack. So that'll be up on Monday as well, right?
That'll be up Monday.
So two brackets to vote on in our website, and we'll talk about Monday on the air. Female ref says, nice win today, Craig. Happy birthday. Hope it's a good one. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You think you'll have more than one course? Like,
no.
Over the 3-day weekend for me?
Yeah.
Possibly.
No.
Not at like more no than way. One time.
No way.
And then again, don't forget next Thursday and Friday, we're doing special shows from 10 to noon. And then we carry NCAA March Madness from noon until whenever. Until
the
game
final
ends.
Horn blows.
Rick Church's worst nightmare, that 10 o'clock start goes into quadruple overtime.
Well, now, Chris, you... Oh, yeah. That's true.
These games just started. Back in the 80s, Craig, even in the latest day, the games would start at midnight.
Hit his head.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. On the West Coast...
How many kids does he have on the team?
12.
No! He's got two of his own.
Oh, you mean his kid? Yeah. Yeah, in fact, we need to get Iowa to play Syracuse.
And just have
the Boeheims versus the McCoys and the whatever.
Hatfield McCoys.
Hatfield McCoys, the Boeheims versus the McCaffreys.
I knew the one kid. I didn't know they had another.
Yeah.
78-64, Iowa, 2:40 to go.
Delusional Harbaugh saw Craig's reaction on Facebook after that. You win. Well done. Keep being you and talk IU all you want. It's your birthday. Browns guy in the Cape. Hey, guys. What are we going to do with Kareem Hunt? Don't know.
I don't know. I don't have a salary cap number.
John in the Cape says, I'll be 66 tomorrow. Got my first Social Security check.
Nice.
Clap it up.
Toothbrush. Craig, wow. Let loose for the birthday. Have one per day. 3 beers over the weekend? Wow. Purdue Burger Kyle, I think Chris's Iowa thing is incorrect. Iowa going to win this.
Well, it's really easy to say that 2 hours after the fact that I say it, Purdue Burger Kyle.
Where's that promo?
2 hours. 2 hours.
Speaking of promos, Utah says we need a clip of Otis's daughter yesterday on that Back in My Day segment. That was a classic.
That was hilarious. That really was.
I thought you can go back and listen to it on ESPN, SWFL.com, Sheeman and Shepherd podcast.
I can see them
5 o'clock hour.
I can see the Otis household having a nice family dinner. And then one of his loved ones, Mom, back in my day, we didn't use a knife and fork. Oh, God.
Bad attitude guy. Does Craig really go to the beach with one beer in a cooler? Because I have some questions. What size cooler? How much ice? Okay. Excellent question, because I did do this. Last day I was off and I checked in with you guys from the beach. I just brought one.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a...
one beer.
Yeah.
And a whole cooler. Well, you got small.
I had a bottle of water and a beer in a small cooler. It might have even been this little lunch cooler I carry with me. That's
acceptable.
How much ice? I had solid ice packs around it on all sides, and that was it.
I saw this guy today. He must have been late 20s, early 30s. Total tourist. He was a renter next door or like to a building, whatever.
Oh, that's okay.
That's fine. But had it like one of the touristy, what do they call the full brim hats? And it had the strap underneath, like he's on safari.
I love that.
Chris owns one. I've seen him wear it.
I buy one at the beginning of every summer. In fact, it's coming up time to buy one.
I wore it at our golf tournament last year.
But not in this particular individual, who also had, I didn't see what kind of T-shirt on, and a T-shirt like tucked into his shorts. And then he had sandals on, you know, with the two straps over, and he had socks on.
Oh, white or black? Not white, that it matters.
White.
Okay.
It's just like, I felt like going, nerd. Who does that?
You can't wear socks and flip-flops.
It's so offensive. It is so offensive to see. I mean, if you're running out of the house or something,
no.
I just don't know. I don't.
I disagree. I think that.
If you're in your own house and it's cold or something.
I need to see his toes before I make that call.
Fungus toes?
Some people, you need to wear socks. And you don't know until they take the socks off.
Then,
and at that point,
Chris,
it's
too late. I agree with you 100%.
But, it's too late.
But go
but,
footy. Go a footy in a sandal. If you got to do it, that's
you.
How you do it.
I got you.
These
no,
go
tube socks.
White socks.
I hear you.
I mean, the tubes, it wasn't put up to his knees or anything. It was down. But
an excellent point.
Oh, God. Thank just you. Like, come
but
on.
But I agree with you on the toe jam thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
and no offense. I mean, I get it. You
it
can't,
happens.
You can't help what you can't help.
Right.
Like, but I don't need you to subject me to, you know, yeah. vomiting because you want to let your toes breathe.
He's coming up, you know, the sidewalk.
Like old man toes.
But he's coming up the sidewalk. I would not have looked at his feet at all had he not been wearing white socks. It's the white sock
right.
that drew my eyes to his feet.
Right,
I just
right.
gave him a look. Like, oh, man.
Get out of here, tourister.
Oh, God, it was so bad.
We've switched to the Billikens versus the Bonnies.
Yep.
52-48 St. Louis on top, 3:42 to go. Are we done with Iowa Rutgers?
Yeah, it was 15 points. Somehow 16. An assistant for Rutgers got tossed. He got
That's
dunked.
A second technical.
Yeah.
That's a fireball offense.
I think it is.
You cost your team two technicals?
I think it is. Well, that's – and with McCaffrey, he hit all four of the free throws. So
McCaffrey's
there's 4 points
don't miss
right
free
there.
Throws.
There's
right.
4 points right there.
Yeah.
Then I don't know what they did after each possession. But, you know, that could have been an 8-point
wow.
swing in a 15-point game when I'm catching seven. We got a problem with that guy
Rutgers
now.
Head coach just got a contract extension this week. But
today?
Yeah,
or yesterday.
Last night.
Last night, yeah.
He's probably not going to be keeping this assistant on.
Prison credits. Is that worse than the people still in pajamas at Publix? Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't
Grow
either.
Up.
I don't
Put
either.
On a pair of grown-up pants.
Walmart, that's standard either. Issue.
I know that. But grow up.
I know.
It's disgusting.
I know.
You shouldn't wear something to bed that you can wear to Walmart. At least if it's dragging on the floor like those big pants.
Dragging the blunts, that's exactly how I picture Pete in a golf course. No, absolutely not. I have a baseball hat. I don't. I never wear socks. Oh. The only time I wear socks when I'm playing golf, and that's with those the golf pads.
Yeah.
I wear the big hat on the golf course.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Alabaster skin. You got to do it.
I have a friend of mine
take care
that
does it.
Yeah,
that's
not about
gotta
that.
Got to do it.
Meatloaf says, when I was in Hawaii in 1978, Donny Osmond was in the same hotel. He wore purple socks and sandals.
Donny!
Donny Osmond can do whatever the hell he wants.
He's a little bit country and a little bit rock and
Is
roll.
Is that thing? That's that guy, right?
Yeah.
I thought so.
And his sister, Marie Osmond,
Cher.
Is on all those. No, no.
That's Sonny
no.
and Cher. That's
Marie.
Right.
Yeah, she's
Marie is
good.
On all those food diet commercials
yeah.
that pop on every 3 seconds on
she
TV.
Looks good. She's
well,
she always looks
she on
good.
Weight yeah. Watchers?
Something like
one
that.
One of those. Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or something.
Okay, because Weight Watchers, a lot of the male-driven programming is Dan Marino now. He's back endorsing.
Marino
that's not,
Golic.
No, who was. Is it? It's
Mike Golic Sr. was doing it
that's
again.
That's right, yeah.
Yep.
It's one of those.
Mm. Yep.
I don't know. I diet the old-fashioned way.
What way is that? Not at all?
I don't eat.
Country sucks says
that's
nothing
not the
says
best way.
Florida like the braless old ladies in pajamas in the Walmart freezer
I
section.
Disagree. I think it's the best way. That feeling you get of hunger
yeah.
is your body eating itself. It's good for you if you're fat.
That lasts for one day, maybe two, and then your metabolism shuts down, and that's why you put on more weight when you eat normal the next day.
Yeah. That's I disagree. There's very,
no, that's science.
There's very little science to back up what you just said.
Green Falcon says he's taking the day off too Monday, Craig, and you're on.
All right, Green Falcon, maybe I'll see you out there on the beach.
Oh, Virgin Texture brings up a great point. You two are tourists.
No,
I've lived here for 5 years. I'm legit.
Too.
I'm a citizen.
And I never wore socks with sandals in my life.
I've done it a few times.
In my life. I don't wear socks, period. I told you, my little golf pads.
Nutrisystem, that's it.
Nutrisystem.
Yeah, Nutrisystem.
Wait a minute, is that for Golic or Marie Osmond?
Golic.
Well, no.
And Dan Marino.
Which one is my... See, the ones Hold where on. They show the dudes, they're still kind of fat.
Well, that's...
Well, they do the before and after.
Well, the after, they're still a little rotund. They don't see anybody, like, ripped. The women, like Marie Osmond, she looks good. Hold on, which one is she? Marie Osmond weight loss. Please bear with me.
She does...
Nutrisystem.
Yep. Yep.
She lost 50.
You can't go out to eat with that stuff, though. All your meals are like pre-portioned.
Well, here's the thing. They have points, right? You have to.
That's Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers has points.
Right.
Nutrisystem,
right.
They just send you the meals in the mail, and that's what you eat.
There is a way to cheat, so quote-unquote cheat, where you can have points. Occasionally a meal at night or whatever it is. But, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, you can't follow that to a T every three meals a day.
Then you're not committed.
No, you can be committed, but... You got to be pretty committed, but I'm saying...
Having
you
gone through stuff, you got to be committed.
You can be committed by, if you don't eat the dinner portion, if you go out and have a Caesar or chicken, grilled chicken on lettuce and don't overdo the dressing, that's what's wrong with that. It's about as healthy as you can get.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not saying to saturate it with all sorts of fatty dressings and cold cuts, but if you're just having grilled chicken on a salad, a little bit of oil and vinegar.
Yeah, that's pretty healthy
right
there.
Nothing wrong with that.
I also find a secret to weight loss is make sure you are hungry when you go to sleep. Your body will eat itself then.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah.
Don't like if you eat a small dinner like at 5:30, 6 and don't eat, that's the best thing you do. If you eat a big ass dinner and at 8 o'clock, you ain't losing any weight.
There's a study. Your body burns the most calories, everything, even while it's sitting around between 2 and 7 o'clock. That's when your body burns the most,
and
no matter what.
Do you know that your body burns calories more so on exhaling carbon dioxide? That's getting rid of the fat burnt calories as opposed to like sweating it out or whatever. Yeah. Yes, Chris. Be a heavy mouth breather and you
just
will
call
lose
me
more weight.
Eli Manning moving forward.
Yep.
The mouth breather.
Hey, he's thin.
Let's go, bodies.
Display Seahawks fan Craig is absolutely right on this one. You'll shut down if you don't eat anything and it gets hard. What do you say?
I don't think I've ever read those words before.
What?
Craig absolutely right on this one.
I'm right all the time.
Dragon of Blood, Pete Knee-High is a Patriot slag.
Oh, runs it with a picture. Is that Apollo Creed?
That's Creed. Yeah, that's Apollo.
With striped tube socks on the beach.
Rocky was too. Sylvester Stallone's character was
that
too.
That was the style in the 70s.
Yep. That was huge.
In the NBA, you had striped tube socks, and if you go for
with
all,
the crop
everybody
top.
Playing basketball, didn't you pull your? I had socks like that, and you pulled them up almost all the way up to your knee. That was the cool deal.
That was cool. Good leg support.
What happened?
Got some. Looks
shorts got longer. The socks got shorter.
So it hit me when all the Coach K stuff was being played. Last Saturday. When they were like replaying all of his most memorable games or whatever, they showed a Duke game from like 2004 and I had it on. The pants have gotten significantly shorter in basketball over the last decade. Significantly.
Well, because they got pretty super long back in the Jordan era.
They got, no.
No, I mean in NBA, not college.
Well, college, it was like 2005 to like 2006. That was the peak for...
I think we went really long. Now we're getting short.
Yeah, we're getting shorter now. Yeah. So everybody should really like that. Because now it's rare to see a basketball short past the knee.
But most guys, you got the basketball short, then you got the
Spanx.
The Spanx underneath them that go longer.
Have you guys seen the Spanx for men? It's like a bodysuit.
Yes.
It just keeps everything tight.
Keeps that fat all light. It's like a sausage skin. Just stuff it all in there.
It's like a big man girdle?
Yeah, I've almost bought one.
I'm going to get me one.
I've almost bought one.
Is it warm? I mean, I don't want to be hot.
I'm sure it keeps all the juices in.
It's not a breathable material. When do you use it? When you play golf? I mean,
no, like when you go out.
Before going to work.
Yeah, when you have to tuck your shirt in.
Yeah.
Everybody has that problem, right?
Yeah, but you said your shirt down. Is it a onesie like? Because I don't wear pants.
It's underwear that goes up to under your moves.
Oh, yeah. Comes right under the man.
And it goes right there and it just keeps everything tight.
Yeah.
Everything stays,
I've seen a lot of commercials
stays together on it.
Now, I don't need one anymore. I can tuck. Fine now.
Yeah.
But back two years ago, I couldn't.
I'm an untuck guy.
Well, I told you, I got a certain weight that if I'm certain weight, it's untuck. If I'm under the weight, I could tuck and look decent.
Well, but your problem, you've got a whole new wardrobe, right?
I just got my old clothes that I can wear now that I used to. Like,
yeah.
I don't need 2XLs anymore.
Everything
large is fine.
And you've lost more than me, but because I went for my physical last week. Since I've been down here, I've lost a total of 41.5 pounds in five years, I don't know if I'm going to get much lower than that, I can. But yeah, you definitely feel better. Definitely feel more comfortable tucking, even though I'm usually not a tucking guy except for golf, but it's been...
Which I think we need to change that rule as well.
Tucking in shirt?
Yeah.
Well, if you notice a lot of places, after you get past the clubhouse...
The first hole,
it becomes... a thing.
We have a texter named Chainsmoker. He says, my diet today was a 20-ounce Red Bull, three spicy beef and cheese taquitos from Racetrack. And again, his name's Chainsmoker, so I'm guessing not a lot of not a lot of health going on there, but good luck to you.
Well, IPA says my moves are legendary. Okay. Hey, real quick, baseball fans, this just came up. So tomorrow, I don't know what it is at CenturyLink and the Twins, but tomorrow, free access to the practice field at Fenway South Player Development Complex will be open to the public from 9 a.m. until 1 daily through March 16th. So fans, you can arrive at JetBlue's Park West entrance, where parking will be free. Ballpark tours will be available from 10 a.m. till 2, and the Red Sox team store will be open as well. So the voluntary date for Major League players to report to spring training begins today. The mandatory date is this Sunday. So,
all right.
And then tickets will they'll be selling them soon.
Canadian Candy with a text that we've discussed this before. Most controversial fashion issue I have: wear your ball cap forward if you are over 17. Didn't just win the Stanley Cup, or you're a rapper. Wear your cap like an adult. Yes, that includes frat boys.
We've had this argument before, and
I disagree.
Chainsmoker.
I don't think 17. I said over initially. I said over 30. I'll even say over 4. I said over 50. But look, to each his own, right?
Yeah.
To each his own.
Chainsmoker has texted in. I don't know how I got Chainsmoker as a nickname because I don't smoke.
Well,
maybe you commented on it before. Yeah. I don't know. And that's followed by a texter named Slightly Pregnant. He's lost 93 pounds and counting. Good job, Slightly Pregnant.
93 pounds and counting. That's a small human.
That's a lot. That's a success story is what that is.
That's
right there.
That's the weight of my two kids combined.
Yeah.
And then some.
That's two people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two humans.
St. Patrick's Day at JetBlue. Red Sox Twins. Next day, the 18th, against Tampa Bay.
All right.
Ooh, I might be able to go to that.
Friday the 18th? Yeah.
Yeah, we're off air at noon.
Not if our teams are playing during that stretch.
You're right about that.
We'll have to wait and see.
Not when Indiana's playing North Carolina.
No, we've lost that possibility.
I don't want the noon game.
Unless we both win our conference tournaments and you go up to like a 10 and Carolina gets to a 7, I don't see how that's going to happen.
Okay. You're probably right.
Well, the best shot we had was the play-in game.
Which neither of us want.
But I'm happy that Indiana can end their streak of not going dancing. They get to dance this year.
You know, I thought of you this morning in a smart-ass way, and it kind of bugged me. I was like, okay, before the Illinois win today, I'm like thinking, yeah, Indiana's in the show. That means Chris will have to shut up about his six-year streak that we didn't get in.
Yes.
But I pictured you firing back, yeah, but you were in the play-in game.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You really didn't make it, or as they call it, the first round. I still call it the play-in.
Would have been your first one to watch. Your first playing game. You said you never watched the
play-in
game.
I don't watch Tuesday play-ins.
You've never seen Indiana play in the tournament in the state of Florida. How about that?
Not in the last 5 years. Now, I've been visiting during spring break.
Have you?
I've been coming here since I was 8.
They used to be good. Yeah, you're probably right.
I've seen some runs.
Not recently, but...
It's been a minute.
Been a few decades, actually.
Yeah.
Two.
IU doubter. It's going to be a short dance. Listen, man, don't rain on my parade.
No, you can't say that.
No, at least you're dancing. Yeah. You're like, we're called the new team name, the Dancing Queens.
ABBA. The ABBA. ABBAs.
Conference Championship Week is here. ESPN Southwest Florida's coverage continues tonight. We're going Big East, 6:15. Creighton, Providence.
Gotta call the foul.
Followed by UConn and Nova. College basketball in March is brought to you by Gavin's Ace Hardware. Chris is upset at a call. We're watching games. Sheeman and Shepherd.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepard, ESPN Southwest Florida. Got some Deshaun Watson news.
Breaking news.
We're going to do the sounder. Breaking news!
Deshaun Watson will not face criminal charges. I repeat, Deshaun Watson will not face criminal charges and expect his trade market to ramp up quickly. Teams have been waiting. This clears the path for a deal by the start of the league year. He'll be a Panther by the end of the show.
I think by Monday he'll be a Panther.
Somebody's going to have to move quickly. So I think it's sooner than later. I mean, not today, but yeah.
What if the Steelers come in?
The Bucks. I mean, the Bucks are an option. Bucks?
Dolphins.
I don't think it's Miami. I think it's Carolina. Yeah. I think it's Carolina.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
I mean, when you've got the GM saying, we will not pursue Deshaun Watson this offseason.
You
got
to believe it, right?
If you go against that, then you just never believe anything Chris Greer has to say ever again.
Right. St. Louis beat St. Bonaventure 57-56. I think St. Bonaventure missed a free throw and a wide open putback.
Yeah.
With 1.1 to go.
What was that line?
1.5, actually. Oh, St. Louis won, but did not cover.
So you won.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You wouldn't have been fine if that free throw was made.
I mean,
the Bonnies missed the free throw.
Bonnies missed the free. Well, that would have tied the game. They missed a free throw to tie the game. They missed the putback that would have won it.
All right, Mike Garofalo, NFL Network says, okay, so now it's down to the civil case and the NFL's investigation of Deshaun Watson. No criminal charges for him, which was a stumbling block for teams' interest. We'll see where it all goes from here.
I feel like, though, with the pressure to get quarterbacks, whoever is going to sign him is willing to take the risk that he may be suspended by the NFL. It feels like it could be, 4 to 6 games. I don't think it'll be a year or anything like that.
He still faces the 22 separate civil suits, as you just said. Yeah. But there's been a belief in league circles that if he didn't face criminal charges, a trade from Houston could happen in the next couple of days.
Everybody texting in Deshaun to Indy, it ain't going to happen.
I don't think
the Texans will not trade him in the division.
Yeah.
And I cannot imagine. The only way they would is if Deshaun said, I'm not going anywhere else.
Right.
And I can't imagine him putting his foot down for Indianapolis.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Just in the division.
And I actually think that's why the Bucks make so much sense.
And I don't think Indy would go after
him. Send him to the NFC. Go. Go to the NFC. We don't want to play you but once every 4 years.
Look, if they're going to eat whatever PR problem there was in getting AB, I think they'll go like that. I would not rule out Deshaun Watson.
Okay, now consider these numbers.
All right.
If you acquire him, he has 4 years and 136 mil left. So this coming year, 35 million guaranteed.
Now, the Bucks next are year, cap strapped.
2023, 37 million guaranteed on March 20th of 22. 2024, 32 million. 2025, 32 million. Debt cap for the Texans before June 1st this year would be 16.2 million. They would save 24.2. After June 1st this year would be 5.4 million and 35 million saved. And in 2023, 10.8 million.
So you're saying they wait?
An NFL conduct suspension will void guarantees.
Okay.
I think Philly has been in the running. Like they were trying to get Russell Wilson, according to reports. So you figure they're going to be in this market as well. Same reason for the Bucks that Philly would be in it. You're an NFC team, so Houston's fine sending you there.
Washington just said, "Oh crap."
Maybe. We got Wentz. Call up the Colts. We're not doing it.
The Bucs are still over the cap.
Yeah, they may not be able to do this move. Again, Kyle Trask secret weapon.
There's ways around it.
I know there's ways around it, but they've been doing those ways, and now you're talking about getting rid of good players. Now you're talking about not giving Godwin a long-term deal
again,
or something.
Year,
these are the things you
got
to do.
Got Yeah. Well, you've already tagged him.
Well,
he's already tagged. You're good this year.
Yeah, he's a buck this year.
4 years, $136 mil left. This coming year, guaranteed $35 million. Guaranteed.
It's a big chunk of change.
And 2023 is $37 million guaranteed by this March 20th this year.
What is the Carolina Panther cap situation?
I'll look it up right
now. Can we Google that quickly?
Yep.
I will wait.
I would venture to say they're somewhere in the middle, but I don't.
I think they were in okay shape. I think they got a few extra dollars laying around. Nobody's going to take Christian McCaffrey.
They are, let's see, their highest.
No.
Right now.
Not at that number. 16.5.
16 for 4 years.
Yeah. No. No, 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 no. That's why you don't pay running backs.
Right on.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't pay him.
Total cap liabilities, almost $191 million. Top 51, $166 million. Team cap space, $26.5 million, a little over $26.5 million.
You can shimmy $10 million out of the way and put on Deshaun Watson on that roster.
Sam Darnold. Yeah. If you cut him.
I think it's a big hit.
That's a dead hit.
$18.5 million.
That's a dead hit.
You keep him.
Yeah. So he's Deshaun's backup for a year.
Yeah. McCaffrey, unless you trade him.
Can't.
That's a dead money. You cut him before June 1st. Oof. $26.6 million.
You can't do anything with him. He's on your team this year.
I can't imagine Pittsburgh going after him.
McCaffrey or
Deshaun? No, Deshaun. Watson? Although they've had a quarterback with a checkered past before.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, this, yeah. There's some new.
I don't know if you write the Dolphins off.
Greer said no.
I know.
Well, who believes anybody?
Yeah, that's the thing.
He was quite bold in public about it. To Chris's point, you can't believe another word out of his mouth.
Okay, but what if Stephen Ross has a change of heart and says, says something else?
Stephen Ross needs to sell the team.
Well,
still adamant about that.
Okay.
Where's Roger on that one? We're real quick to kick Calvin Ridley out of the league for a year, but we got an owner and we're going to immediately deny that one. Come on, Raj, do the right thing. Remove Stephen Ross and send him with $4 billion to whatever private island he can buy.
That would take a vote of what, 24?
24.
Yeah. Cocoa Puff says Packers restructured Rodgers just to trade him for Deshaun. Mark it down.
Again, remember, Deshaun has a no-trade clause. Don't forget that. Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause.
Browns fan in Estero, trade Baker Mayfield and this year's number one. I think the Texans.
You would need more than that.
Texans want. I don't know. Are they standing on their stand for three first rounders?
Well, they've got to lighten that.
Well, Deshaun Watson. How adamant is he going to be on where he goes? He's just going to be happy to be in the league.
Well, I think it depends. I mean, I think he'll know through his agent. He will know. Hey, Deshaun, you've got the. I'm just throwing teams out there. You've got the Bucs offering this. You've got the Eagles offering that, and you've got the. I don't know. Pick another team. Help me out here.
The Colts.
You got the Colts offering something else. At that point, that's when he can go to management and say, look, I know what you're being offered. Yes, it's a little bit less, but I'm not waiving my no trade clause to go to Philly. I'll only go to Tampa.
And again, he's got 4 years, $136 million left on his deal. He's $35 million automatically guaranteed this year.
Yeah.
So, and $37 million next year.
Yeah, you cut players to get to that number. I think.
Right. I think you have to. Whoever gets
it. And I know we had a caller yesterday or maybe it was Wednesday call in and say, like, look, Deshaun Watson, the last year he was a starter, his team did only have 4 wins.
Yeah.
I think Deshaun Watson, as soon as he's back on the field after a few games, top
business as usual.
Borderline top 5 quarterback in the league.
Maybe.
He's no Jared Goff in Craig Sheeman's book, but he's pretty good.
Right.
You want the Lions to make a move?
For Deshaun?
One of the Lions to make a move? Have you ever had a quarterback number 4?
No.
Look good.
Not to my knowledge.
Could look good.
Number 3 sucked. Freaking
misunderstood.
Sucked.
Yeah. He was no number 9.
Yeah. Right. No. No, he wasn't. John Daly in the crowd rooting on Arkansas against LSU.
Big John.
Yeah. Got that beard going. Delusional Harbaugh says Stafford drew 2 first rounders late in his career. Watson can still get 3 at his age.
Maybe.
Possibly.
All right.
You're late.
It's time to play Wikipedia. It's brought to you by Big East Place. The winner will get free breakfast or lunch from Big East Place in Fort Myers on Fowler Street. On this day in 1892, the first
public game of basketball in Springfield, Massachusetts, down by the harbor.
No, it's not down by the harbor.
If it's in Massachusetts, it's by the harbor.
It's not in a particularly great area either, to be honest with you.
Nevertheless,
the entire New England area is like the size of an outlet mall, right?
Yeah, so it's all tiny. By the harbor.
It's tiny.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I will drop you off in Western Mass, and even parts of, I will drop you off at Charahoe, Rhode Island someday, and you will think you are in Timbuctu.
How do you spell Charahoe?
Charahoe, C-H-A-R-I-H-O.
Cheerio. Cheerio.
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell over
it's
there.
The Cheerio.
Wicked. All right. So, in honor of that, just basketball trivia today. There could be some NBA questions. There could be some college questions. There may even be a WNBA question mixed in here somewhere. All that more. We just need caller number 9. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Wikipedia. Sheeman and Shepherd. ESPN. Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, on this day in 1892, the first public game of basketball was played in Springfield, Massachusetts. We're going to do basketball trivia, a little bit of everything in here. Glenn in Fort Myers is caller number 9. Glenn, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Glenn, how old are you?
36.
And do you have a favorite NBA and or college basketball team?
I am actually a Jayhawk fan and I'm a Heat fan.
Okay, right. Very good. All right, first 1 to 3 correct answers is a winner. Glenn, you get to go first. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, actually. What player once scored 100 points in an NBA game?
That would be Wilt Chamberlain.
That is correct. 1-0. Pete Shepard, what NBA team? What team won the first NBA game in 1946?
First NBA game in 1946.
Yes. So as a current team, it didn't move or anything like that.
I'm going to say the Knicks.
That's correct.
Yep.
The Knicks beat the Toronto Huskies 68-66. All right, we are tied at 1. We're up and running. This question is for Glenn. Glenn, the first player in NBA history to be elected league MVP by a unanimous vote. And he's a current player.
Curry?
Yes. Steph Curry.
Very good.
Two to one. Good Glenn job. On top, yeah. Pete Shepard, the youngest player to score 10,000 points. Youngest player.
I don't want to reach that. I'm going to say Kobe.
No. Glenn, chance to steal and win if you could tell me who is the youngest to 10,000.
LeBron James.
That is correct. You are a winner. He was 23 when he did it.
I thought it was too obvious. Good job.
Nothing too obvious on this show.
Good job.
Glenn, you did well. A 3-1 win.
Good job.
Very good. What do you do? Any big plans this weekend? What's going on?
No. Got to work. That's about it.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I work at BMW Fort Myers.
All right. Go sell some cars. And thank you for listening.
Good
Have
job.
Yourself a great weekend, man. Good job.
Enjoy.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's Glenn coming through. All right, Pete Shepard.
Yep.
This next question.
That was quick.
I didn't waste a lot of time. I was going Kobe or LeBron, one or the other.
Pete, I know you know the answer to this question. Please tell our audience the first three-pointer in NBA history.
That was Chris Ford.
That is correct.
1979.
What team owns the longest winning streak in NBA history?
The longest winning streak in NBA history?
Yeah.
Longest winning streak.
I will tell you. Early 70s.
Yeah. Not the Knicks.
No.
Milwaukee?
No. The 71-72 Lakers.
All the Lakers won
reeled
all
off 33 right. games.
They won 70 games that year, whatever it was.
The all-time leading scorer in college basketball.
Uh, Maravich?
Yes. Pistol Pete, 3,667 points in just 83 games. Mm-hmm. First WNBA player to dunk in a playoff game.
Not Cheryl Miller. Dunk in a playoff game.
Yeah. ESPN made quite the big deal.
Yeah.
She could be going to prison somewhere.
Oh, not was it Brittany?
Oh, she is in prison somewhere. Yes.
Oh, I thought there was somebody before her.
Brittany Griner.
Oh, okay.
NBA WNBA playoff game. How many games did Wilt Chamberlain foul out in 14 years?
That's a great question. Probably a low number. 5.
0.
Really? That was my second
Never
guess.
Fouled out. Averaged 2 fouls a game.
That is amazing.
That is amazing.
Must have had LeBron's refs back then. How does a center back then?
All he had to do is stand and go straight up.
Yeah, he's playing against a bunch of 6'4" dudes.
No,
yeah.
He wasn't. Not against Russell, he wasn't.
Didn't foul out in those games.
Hey, we played him twice.
Yeah, lost.
What player did the Lakers draft twice?
Wasn't Kobe? Kobe was Charlotte.
Yes, Kobe was drafted by Charlotte.
Yeah. They drafted him twice.
Oh, yeah, the rules were a little different back
yeah,
then.
Yeah,
this is an old-timey pick.
I'm going to say Jerry West. I don't know.
No, it's a good guess. It was Elgin Baylor.
Oh, okay.
In 1956,
because he went back in the
was
draft.
Drafted in the 14th
yeah,
round okay. And said, "I'm staying at school."
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And won a natty, and then in 1958, the Lakers made him the number one pick, so he drafted twice.
Yeah. Where'd he go to school?
I had it. I didn't write it down. I had it. It was a...
Is it like a big school?
No, I don't think it was. Hold on. No,
hey, Siri!
No. Hang on. No, he went
to... Where did Elgin
Baylor
go to college?
Seattle.
College of Idaho before that, and University of Seattle. And by the way, Seattle could get into the NCAA tournament this year.
Really?
They are projected to be in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You know who else is projected to be in? Indiana University! Beat number one seed Illinois today in case you've been cooped up in the office. Very excited about that. It is 5 o'clock on a Friday. Are you having problems in there, Chris?
Yeah.
The Miley Cyrus remix
the hell's
weekend
going on
kickoff
in there.
Coming up.
Drop my phone.
Probably hear from Sean. Maybe
that's
one
of, like a CSI thing, right?
Yeah.
It's not, that wasn't me. That's weird. Somebody just took over our signal.
Yeah, we may hear from one of Otis's daughters. That'd be cool. That was awesome yesterday. Harry Carey coming up. Lots to do. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.